What's happening, good people? Welcome to another lovely, lovely episode of What They Don't Tell You at the Hair Salon. Y'all know who it is, right? It's me, your homegirl, Adosha Wright, your favorite indie author, coming to you live and direct from Cleveland, Ohio, where the Cavs are in the playoffs against the Boston Celtics. We're not favored to win, but that's okay. That's okay. You know, as Clevelanders, we're dieharders. You know, we love our Browns. You know, we love the Indians, and we most certainly, certainly love our Cavs. So I'm just going to say go, 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 go Cavs, because all of this game stuff is enough to just drive a lot of folks crazy out here. And y'all know how the fans are, you know, like I said, just very, very dedicated. But this episode is going to be the bomb. So I want you guys to push those earbuds in. You know how you do it. Push one in on the left side and then another one in on the right side. And if you have a notebook to take some notes, I think you're going to love this one. This particular episode is all about mental health and your hair. Now, in case you did not know, May is Mental Health Month, and on my podcast, The Afro Hair Science, with my co-host, the one and only legendary, intelligent Cheryl Morrow, aka The Hair Oracle, we are focusing on mental health, both for the consumer over on our original podcast, which is the dumbest shit that people say about black hair. That was for the consumers. And then on Thursday evenings, we have Planet Pluto Pseudo, which is specifically geared towards your licensed professionals. And so we are focusing on mental health from the consumer's perspective. So we're there to help you out. And then also from the licensed professional perspective, what we can do behind those chairs, and then also how we need to take care of ourselves. So if you want to see me live and direct, then you could just go over to the Afro Hair Science YouTube channel and you can see myself and also my co-host, the legendary, the one and only Cheryl Morrow, the Hair Oracle. All right, so we got that out the way. Now, you know, I got to do my usual three current events. And so the first one is about this presidential race. You know, listen, guys, I don't know what to say about the presidential race. And I know everybody's like, I don't know. You know, we got the lesser of three evils. You got the RFK guy, RFK Jr., okay? And then you have number 45, and then you have the current president, Joe Biden. And it's like, you know, people are like, well, I don't know if I should vote or not, or I don't want to vote for Biden because, and listen, okay, I know one thing, we better vote. And I'm not telling y'all who to vote for, but I'm just saying, y'all better not vote for number 45, and you most certainly better leave this RFK Jr. guy alone. Not because he said there was a worm in his brain or some type of a parasite that ate a portion of it. I mean, it could happen. But my thing about the RFK Jr. guy is, and again, I'm not trying to judge people. You know, he's recovering. You know, he's had some issues with some drugs and so on and so forth. But I just feel like, you know, glamorizing his drug usage and putting him up on a pedestal when, you know, I have some family members who were struggling with drugs and they sure as heck wasn't put on a pedestal. Though they overcame their addictions just like he did, I still feel that he has some unresolved issues and that holding the highest job in the land of America, which has already got its own little stuff, like we don't need another weirdo, okay? We survived number 45. We're making it through Biden. I don't know. So we better vote. That's all I'm going to say over and over again. Your vote matters, but not just on the national level. Don't forget to vote locally. Remember, that's also important because this is how it trickles up. So make sure you vote locally. And then, of course, you want to definitely vote, you know, when it comes down to the big presidential election. So that's my little two cents. As I was scrolling the internet, you know, looking for some topics to talk about, I stumbled across an article. I believe it was in Forbes magazine. And it was about snippets of Beethoven's hair reveals new clues about his health. And so, you know, me being the hair nerd, I had to just do a little digging because I like a little Beethoven. Okay, all right, anywho. So apparently, you know, his hair, someone has some locks of his hair. Now, there's some debate. Was it his hair? Was it somebody else's hair? Where they were able to authenticate that the hair that they did the test on actually belonged to Beethoven, because the person who owned the hair kind of got the hair or bought the hair from somebody who really had the hair, you know, that kind of thing. So they did some tests on his hair, and his hair revealed that he had high levels of lead poisoning. And all of this, they kind of felt like the lead poisoning may have contributed to all of these medical issues he had, for example, like liver, diabetes, hepatitis A. And I just find this article extremely interesting, that your hair can tell all of these things about what's happening inside of your body. And so I just want to share that with you. So make sure you cut off some locks of hair and donate them to somebody in your family, because you never know, you might be famous one day and your hair can tell some things about you that maybe you didn't know, okay? So kind of quirky, but I did find that very interesting. But if you want to read about it yourself, then remember you can go check that out. This month's issue of the Forbes magazine. Next up, now remember, May is the month of mental health. So this last one is a perfect segue into the topic of mental health and hair. And so remember, I want you guys to keep those notebooks and those pens, you know, ready, because I've got some wonderful tips to help you manage, you know, some anxiety and some stressors around hair, particularly afro hair, you know, and some mental health stuff, all right? But before I do that, so the last current event, I found, now this is pretty powerful. Now, when I was a little girl, you know, I used to watch those pageants, you know. I never wanted to be in one, but I just kind of, you know, I always thought they were kind of interesting. For one, there were no black women in them. But anywho, when Vanessa Williams was crowned Miss America, well, that was a whole nother thing. So then I kind of liked the pageant, you know, and I liked the fact that, you know, now we have a beautiful woman of color, someone that I could relate to, because I couldn't understand why Miss America was just always a white woman. But anywho, and so now today we have Noelia Voigt. And so Noelia Voigt, I'm sorry, I'm pronouncing her name wrong. You know, she stepped down as Miss America. And then I think a day or two later, the Miss Teen USA, and her name is Yuma Sofia Srivastava. Okay, I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly. Yuma Sofia Srivastava. Again, Yuma Sofia Srivastava. And so she stepped down a day or two right after Miss America. Why did she do this? Why did both of them do this? Believe it or not, mental health. So the Miss Teen USA wanted to support Miss America. And they both felt that the contracts that they had signed, and also some online, maybe some cyberbullying, and then also just not a lot of respect within the organization of the people who run or supervise or oversees or, you know, guide all of these pageants and the winners. And they just felt like it didn't align with who they really were. And so I commend them for that, because when you are attractive, something in this country says, you know, you have to be a certain way. Like, I do recall when I was a little girl, I wasn't very attractive, but physically, like my body, you know, I was developed early. And so, well, I shouldn't say I was developed early. I was developed. That was just my body naturally, but people kept accusing me of blossoming too fast, as if my mother had fed me something, you know, like that kind of thing. And so because I was voluptuous and curvaceous, there was a stigma that kind of came with it. And particularly the stigma was you were stupid and you couldn't do certain things. And so having a physical feature, not your face beauty, it's challenging. And I'm sure people who are aesthetically, when it comes to their facial features, the prettiness, perhaps they've had some of the same stigma. So Miss America is known for having both. The body is nice, and also the face, because that is a part of the competition. You've got to wear your swimsuit, you know, your evening, and you've got to, you know, give your spiel about why you want to run or why you think you should win, rather. And so for both of those features, your facial features and your body, people have a propensity to just have certain types of preconceived or preset thought processes about what it is when you are quote unquote attractive. And that is very, very emotionally debilitating. Now, if you add hair on top of that, well, you have this episode of What They Don't Tell You at the Hair Salon, which is why I actually wrote the book. And so with that being said, as we move into the topic of mental health and hair, I could truly understand why they stepped down. And I, like I said, I commend them. And I hope by the time, you know, you finish listening to this podcast, you'll be able to, as we say, stand firm on your square with who you are as you evolve. Okay, so now when it comes to afro hair, whether you are comfortable with it, whether it's deemed beauty or ugly on top of your facial and your body features, that poses a whole nother set of challenges. Because again, depending on how people view you and how you view yourself, it's going to fuel your mental health. So some people, it can be internally, I think people think I'm ugly, or it could be externally where someone said, hey, you and your hair and your body, all that's ugly. So whether it's coming from the inside or rather from the outside in, either way, your mental health is going to be affected. Why? Because of your emotions. Your emotions are definitely going to fuel your mental health. And so what I want everyone to do who's listening to this podcast is to truly, truly understand the process of managing and navigating those emotions. So first and foremost, we know all emotions are normal. So they come and they go. And the objective when it comes to having this afro hair is to truly, truly manage it. You can't stop it because it doesn't go away. Why? Because on one token, authentically, a person has their right. They have their opinion. They're entitled to it. So if they don't like the way you and your hair look, it's theirs, not yours. They don't have to. But then on the other token, when it comes to you, you don't have to necessarily receive what a person is saying. But on the other token, let's just say you're not on you didn't put your best foot forward. A person need not lie and say, girl, you looking nice today, knowing you didn't comb your hair, you didn't dress properly, you didn't brush your teeth, maybe you were a little smelly. So that's just part of life. Sometimes you're just not on your A game. and somebody just may call you on it. So I'm definitely not in the mindset of sugarcoating someone who is not on their A game, but life happens. Again, a person may have a reason why they're not on it. And again, a person has a right to their opinion about what they see and how they feel about you. And the objective, again, is to manage it. You can't stop it, but you can manage it. And how do you manage it? Is by, you know, paying attention to your emotions. So when it comes to your hair, sometimes, especially when you have afro hair, we hear like two common things about afro hair that has got to be so far from the truth, yet it fuels the emotions of confusion and angst. And then you never really get to love yourself first because you're just so caught up on your hair. So the first two things is that, number one, afro hair is assigned to who? Black people. Well, that's just gonna mess everybody up because that's not true. Number two, it's difficult. And if you want to throw in a third one, is that it's slow to grow or it doesn't grow. You know, it varies from person to person. And because no two heads of hair are alike, when we are looking at the science of anything, those are generalizations. So one person's afro type or texture hair can grow faster and another person's can grow slower. But in general, as human beings, we only get a little less, you know, like an eighth of an inch a month. Nobody's really truly growing like an inch of hair or 3 inches in 1 month. Humans are just not wired to grow hair that fast, okay? And if you are, then you're going to be somewhat of an anomaly. But for the most part, regardless of the texture, your hair is only going to grow a certain amount because each individual fiber of or strand of hair is on its own growth cycle. And the growth cycle is anagen, catagen, telogen, and exogen. And so those individual phases have certain time frames, and that's going to determine how much that hair is going to grow and how fast. So in humans, we just don't get it to grow that fast. So no matter what somebody is saying to you about your hair, and no matter what you are saying to yourself about your hair, whether it's afro textured or not, remember, we're humans and we're just wired to be a certain way. And I really want you guys to know that, because when you get that visceral response that someone doesn't like your hair, or maybe your emotions, if you're emotional that day and you're telling yourself something negative about your hair, I want you to come back to the center and think about the science of who we are as human beings and as individuals. And that science is just to help mitigate. It doesn't make it exact. It's just to kind of, it's, you know, really there to kind of help us not be that way. Now, again, some people gonna act a fool anyway. And then some people are gonna just say some negative things to themselves anyway. But remember, we're human. So use the science to just help center you, and then you can begin to tell yourself something different about your hair, even if it's not combed, you don't know what you're doing, and so on and so forth. And I'm not saying, after all, it's just hair to minimize it. I'm saying it's just hair so that you can do what? Navigate it. Because right now, when it comes to this afro hair, that natural hair movement has people so discombobulated, so financially drained, so emotionally just up to their heads, like just out of their wits, because they just don't know what to do. And this is why I have this podcast, because we're just not getting that conversation. And a lot of cosmetologists and barbers are really kind of polarized with what is happening, because I think for the most part, they just can't believe that the masses turned to social media and listen to people who knew nothing about any hair, let alone afro hair. and just started spewing stuff in the name of what? Culture and Africanity, as if that was going to fix everything. Knowing good and dang on well, you know, we wasn't brought over here with a toiletry bag. So who's teaching you? Where are you getting your information from? You see what I'm saying? So these points are really, really, really important. And you have to take these into consideration, because if you don't, you will begin, or you will continue to tell yourself things that are not anywhere, nowhere near the truth. And if you are the type of person who are judging, maybe you're looking at a person like, look at his hair. Ooh, look at her hair. Oh my God. Why does she have it on her hair? Ooh, what's wrong with him? You know, you may not have the right information either. And so this is why this particular podcast is really, really, really important, because Afro hair, when it comes to mental health, it has its own little space, this little place, because of all of these stigmas. Again, I'm just speaking of the popular, the top three. And again, number one, that is Afro hair is primarily on dark or black people. Not true. Number two, it's difficult to manage. Certainly not true. And then number three is what? It won't grow, or it grows slow, or whatever. Okay. So now here goes some tips. Like, okay, Kilo, you broke it down for us. Now, what can we do? So first and foremost, read a book. And I am going to do a shameless plug. Read my book, What They Don't Tell You at the Hair Salon, because it navigates you through the reality of caring for your hair regardless of what the texture is. So books help, because they help you manage your emotions so you can have some self-talk. You can write down some questions that maybe, you know, reading a chapter or a passage may have brought to your mind. You can write that question down, and you can begin to ask a family member, your cosmetologist, your barber, your natural hairstylist, you know. And if you're a prayer, maybe you want to pray to God, go within, get your answer. However, reading will do that for you. So my book is definitely one of those books that's going to help you begin to just understand hair, and of course understand yourself first and foremost, and then your hair is going to come second. All right. Number two, get to know you and your hair together. I wish I could say get to know you first and then get to know your hair, but if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably going to be too old to do that. If you have a child, it's nice to help your child get, you know, teach your child to love themselves first before they get to this whole hair thing, all right? But if you're an adult, you're going to have to do it simultaneously, because you can't have one without the other. But you must love yourself and really, really, really love yourself. And then you'll get to that point of loving your hair. And now the challenge is like, well, smarty pants, if I knew all that, then I wouldn't be having these, you know, anxiety issues or bad hair days or whatever. And the reason why you're having those is because you don't know who you are and you don't know your hair. Or maybe you know who you are, you don't know your hair, you know your hair, and you don't know yourself. So you got to put those two together, because they both need you. Your hair needs you, and you need you. Does that make any sense? All right, now this is, again, this is very different, but I just want to walk you guys through it, because nobody talks about hair like that. All they want to do, well, buy this product, you know, buy this tool, you know, and that's cool. You know, everybody got to make some money. You know, we got to look good out here. You need those things, but here's the secret, and this is in my book. So this is just going to reiterate. When you read it and you listen to this podcast and you read the book and you listen to this again, it's just going to play a back and forth. First and foremost, as you get to know your hair, have that love affair. Look in the mirror, wet it, you know, braid it, you know, let it be, you know, watch the growth patterns, you know, touch it. I mean, like, really just touch it. And twirl it or pat it, or if you have a bald head, you know, maybe you feel the little bubbles of hair trying, you know, coming through. And if it's not coming through, just feel the skin, feel the scalp, feel you. And then you get that connectedness. Now, it may sound kind of corny, but yo, you the only you got. You know what we say from the hood? Y'all know what we say when we from the hood? Come on now. What she say? What we say? What? We say when God made me, he broke the mold. Or when God made me, she broke the mold. There's only one you. That's what I want you guys to understand in this particular episode about mental health and hair. You cannot have one without the other. So please don't go run to the store buying products, slapping on hair dishes. Yes, those help, but they will only mask, especially if you're struggling with, I'm not going to look nice because now my hair is so thin, I got to put the wig back on. I got to put the braids in because I don't have time for my hair. You know, I got to put, you know, I got to put the color because I just can't see any gray. You know, it's one thing if it's time for a touch up, you're going on a trip and you just, you know, you're going to exercise, you ain't got time to braid your hair. We get that. But when you're doing those things in lieu of you, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to put this wig or this weave or these braids or this crazy thing called protective hairstyle, which, you know, a wig, a weave, and braids and all that is not protecting your hair. But mentally, you are telling yourself this is an investment. I'm worth it. No, don't do that. Don't. First, love you. And be able to represent you. And if you can't, you have to sit down and begin that self-talk and use a book. And I'm recommending my book, but there are several authors. Ayala Van Zandt has a wonderful book. There's just so many people. I don't even just want to get you guys into going to buy all these books, but you can get some self-help books. They're just some wonderful. Gary Zukav, The Seat of the Soul. So if you don't want to get my book, buy books like those to begin to help you really unpack and get in touch with who you are, because you'll get caught up in this thing called natural hair and you're just going to be broke and you're going to be very confused, all right? Now, you're like, okay, Kilolo, I'm working with you. Okay, I'm vibing. I get the science. I get the history. I get to know me. I get the back and forth. You know, it's just dance. I got to make the time, making sure that I'm not running from myself. But now I still got to go to the store. I got to do something to this head, girl. I got to do something. Oh, shit. You know, my locks. What's up? What I got to do? Okay. Now that you're beginning to understand your hair, or maybe by now, maybe you already know your hair, only buy products that match the fabric of what you're trying to do. Look at your hair like your face or your body. What do you use? Soap? Lotion. Maybe soap, a body scrub lotion. Maybe a body scrub, lotion, soap, and perfume. That's it. Okay, deodorant / deodorant. You see, 3 to 5 products, max. Max, but all at once, no more than 3. So when it comes to your hair, there's no way you should be having 5 products to get one hairstyle. That just doesn't make sense. Shampoo, condition, styling agent, be done. If you want to gloss it up or mat it out or tie it down, I get that, but that's enough. So please do not waste your money on these things. Now, when it comes to finding a hairstylist, you want to do the same thing. And I'm just going to cut through the chase. Look at her hair or look at his hair. And I know you guys are like, that's not fair. Yes, it is fair. Do not let someone do your hair if they can't do their own hair or they have not made the time to present themselves professionally to you before they touch you. Why? Because it's going to feed your problem that you're having with your hair. And they're going to make a lot of excuses. You cannot escape you. You cannot escape your Afro hair. It does not want to be away from you. It wants to be with you. So please look at that person. if you're online and you're scrolling through all of their images on social media, look for people to repeat in those images. If you're on someone's social media page, unless they're a celebrity stylist, now, celebrity platform session stylists, they're hired to do like photo shoots, that's different. But if it's an everyday cosmetologist, braider, lactician, barber, whatever, like me, LaDosha Wright, aka Key Lolo, you want to see some repeat. If they have different customers every time, I'm just going to say move on to the next point, all right? Don't do that, all right? And then last but not least, as we wrap up this wonderful, wonderful topic of mental health and Afro hair in particular, don't forget, take a moment out to celebrate you. Now, I ain't saying go get some wine. I'm not saying go to the mall and buy a new outfit. That's not what I mean. When I say celebrate you, that means really either put, you know, like celebrate you. Put your song on. Well, I like what I see when I walk across the mirror. You know what I'm saying? Shine, shine. Your time to shine. You know, that. Please celebrate you. Take a moment out. Because if you don't, you will be shopping, shopping, buying, buying, covering, covering, escaping, escaping. And you won't be able to manage. You won't be able to do the back and forth between your hair and your mental health, working on your emotions, because you're so busy trying to make sure everything is just right. You know, my thoughts are right, my hair is right. Remember, don't work like that, guys. It doesn't. And if you had a feeling like, I knew that, I just wanted to listen to a podcast that resonated with me, that reminded me that I'm on the right path. And you are, especially if you're listening to me. This is about 30 minutes into this podcast. And if you're all the way at the end, and you know what? You're my homegirl, you're my homeboy. I feel you. This is not necessarily a struggle. It is just part of the process that we need to trust. But we have to be engaged and we have to be involved. And we have to listen to people who are responsible with their leadership. Watch out for the people who are full of snake oils in the name of blackness, Africa, Africanity, culture. That's not going to help you as an individual. It's alright, you know what I'm saying? Okay, well, nah, I be wearing my little black and brown, blackety-blackety-black, that part. But that's just like, that's like clear gloss, you know? When you're talking about being who you are authentically, act like clear gloss doesn't exist. Because you're already glossy. Remember, that's just very superficial. So take that time. You know, replay this podcast. Listen to it one more again. Get that book. Get to know you and your hair. If you have a baby, teach your little girls and your little boy how to love themselves first. Don't get the hair. Start with the self, then get with the hair. But if you're my age, you know, I'm a fossil now. I'm just kidding, okay? Do it simultaneously and go back and forth. Again, if you want to see me talk about this in person, check out the Afro Hair Science YouTube channel. We're live Monday afternoons at 12:30 for barbering and cosmetology students, nail techs, and estheticians included. Monday evenings, we're back at 6 o'clock for the dumbest shit that people say about black hair. And then on Thursday, specifically for you licensed professionals, natural hairstylists, and hair aficionados, come join us on Planet Pluto Pseudo. Get on your mothership, because we break it down, all pseudoism in the world of hair, skin, and nails. And then last but not least, be on the lookout for the Afro Hair Science Summit 2024. And you can learn more about that by visiting AfroHairScienceSummit.com. Again, I'm sorry, that's AfroHairSummit.com. All right, guys. All right. You know what I said when I'm signing out, right? love, peace, and hair grease. You know. Deuces.